Well, I think the most important thing in terms of writing grants is to pay attention to what's happening with DSM-5. The one area of DSM-5 that might be worthwhile for people to think about is where there are changes being suggested may in fact be based on research information that is important, but it also may suggest further research activity. So let me give you one example, or give me several examples. One would be since autism is now being conceptualized not simply as autism and then Asperger's and then other forms, autism is being conceptualized as an autism spectrum disorder, and thinking about dimensional measures of the impact, whether it's coming from social processes or cognitive processes. Work in that area needs to be conceptualized in a dimensional way. That's also coming out of the DSM-5 as well as other research areas. The whole idea of the diagnosis of bipolar disorder in children and adolescents is something that, again, researchers should pay attention to, and some of the work that's going on in DSM-5 are suggesting changes in that direction. So things along those lines might be worthwhile to look at, because those represent, if you will, the fracture points, or where there is considerable discussion going on, where in many ways I would say more research is going to be needed to make definitive decisions.